Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Jeff Hathorn, Jim Colony, Dom DiTommaso on the Fan Morning Show this morning. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. And if you're out shopping, God bless you. I'd never, ever, ever wanted to go shopping on Black Friday.
We used to get up early and do it when the kids were younger, you know, back when you could go to places like Toys R Us. And we used to get up early on Friday. That was kind of a date for us. Friday was like a
really?
Date. Yeah.
And what was it like?
I don't know. But Linda was out there today. I mean, I left the house before she got up, but she had her alarm set for 5 o'clock. She's probably out there right now, probably not listening to us. She probably listened to like Y108 or something.
Dom, it's not as big a thing, right?
Because no.
of Black
all
Friday
the cyber
shopping?
Stuff.
Everybody yeah. does it online.
Do you shop in a store or online?
No, I'm normally online. I used to be a big, like, go-to-the-mall guy or go to wherever. Now, Amazon just makes things too easy to get everything you need.
Like, everything.
Everything.
So, from jeans, shoes, all that stuff.
Food. Anything you need. You guys remember seeing those videos, like, 20 years ago when people would, like, stampede into Macy's and
oh, yeah.
throw fists and punch people to
get a Cabbage Patch Kid?
Oh, the glory yeah. days.
Those were the glory days. Yeah. We don't see that anymore.
No, the punching you still see. Just
right.
not for that.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, I never, I still, well, here's another thing. And this is, okay, we're going to get off track and I don't care. Is that we don't know, I do not know what to get my wife for Christmas. I mean, we're fortunate enough that, you know, we're both retired and financially we're okay, right? We're not rich. We're not poor. We're not, you know, we're kind of in the middle. So it's not like we can't afford to get each other extravagant gifts. You know, like it always cracks me up how you see the ads for, you want a Lexus? Oh, sure. Let's get a Lexus for Christmas. And apologies to any of our advertisers. Lexus is a great Christmas gift if you can afford it. But it's like, we don't know what to get each other. She's like, what do you need? I don't need anything. I really don't. And Jeff, you're getting there. You've got to be in the same boat. And even our kids are older now where, what do you need?
Yeah, like even the golf ball thing, like, while I lose golf balls, I have played so infrequently that I've got so many golf balls that I don't need them.
I don't need them. And our buddy Jim Lynch, okay, I've done, and you do commercial. So we do business with Jim. And so I have had I've still got credit at Moon Golf Club. So I don't need to pay for, and I work at a golf course and I find them all the time.
Jim Lynch at Pine Creek.
Right, sorry, Jim Lynch at Pine Creek. So, and I love Jim.
And big listener.
He's doing very well, and that's a really cool thing. Now but if you lose a golf ball at Pheasant Ridge, if it's a Pro V, if it's a Chrome Soft or a TP5, and I find it, then I keep. If it's in decent shape, I keep it. Anything else goes in like the $2 bin that you can play. You know, like the fishbowl thing. You get buy $2 golf balls, which actually there were some good deals in there. But so I don't need golf balls. I don't need golf clubs. You need golf clubs, by the way. I mean, if I could afford them, Jim, you need golf clubs. You're still playing. You're
playing
still shooting.
Museum,
I know you're
museum pieces,
and you shoot in the mid 70s and never play.
That's not necessarily true.
People always ask me who the best golfer at the Fan is, and I always say it's you.
No, Chris is the best golfer at the Fan. Chris is actually Mueller? Playing really well. He won a tournament.
Yeah, he is playing better.
Yeah, he won a tournament. He won some. I forget what it was. He'll tell you.
You're the best golfer I know that doesn't play.
I've always been told Jeff is the best golfer here, and he's so humble about it. But
Paul
he goes
Alexander's
out there and,
really good too. Pomp is
Paul's
good.
Very good.
Pomp's good. But we're also getting
Pomp's
older.
The guy who's like, yeah, well, you know, I'll have you out to the. We'll go play someday.
When's that?
Someday hasn't happened yet, but someday, it's gonna happen.
And then Cale Berger, who does stuff, he's the morning host on Y108. Cale's good. And then we have, is Paul Nussbaum still in sales? Because he's the best, he'd be the best golfer at the station.
Yeah, he's pretty good. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. So some games yesterday that impacted the Steelers. I mean, no way. Of the three games, the absolute lock was that there's no way Cincinnati's going into Baltimore, who's won five in a row, can take sole possession of first place from the Steelers. There's no way. And not only did the Bengals win, they did it with their defense. They held Baltimore to 14 points, which is crazy because, well, the Ravens they thought it was Christmas and not Thanksgiving. They were handing out gifts all day.
To me, that was the equivalent of the Steelers getting absolutely annihilated by Joe Flacco against Cincinnati. And then beating the Colts, who were the hottest team in the league, causing a lot of turnovers, and that's how the Steelers beat the Patriots too, was with turnovers. They give up a ton of yardage, but turnovers obviously is more than an equalizer. And the funny thing is, now I went to bed before the game was over, before it started. That's a little bit of an exaggeration, but anyway, I wasn't surprised to get up and find out that Cincinnati won the game because that's the way the Now, how it happened is a different story, but that's what's going on in the NFL this year. I just used the Steelers as an example of playing one way against one team, and then when you say the totally unexpected is happening, and that's happening throughout the league with not just the Steelers. I mean, we see it with the Steelers because, you know, most of us are singularly focused on the Steelers, unless you've got guys in fantasy football that are playing.
That's well said, the singularly focused. And then the other game was the previous game where George Pickens caught 6 for 88 and Dallas wins again. I mean, Dallas, if I'm in the NFC, it's like, I don't know if I want to mess with Dallas right now.
Well, that's what we said about Kansas City and probably still may say about Kansas City, depending on what happens here over the next few weeks.
And now Kansas City is in that, well, we're on the outside looking. I mean, so
in the
your
hunt.
Teams on the bubble are the Chiefs, Ravens, and Texans.
Well,
all three of those, although you knew the AFC West was going to be better. I mean, all three of those you would thought would be division leaders at this point, not on the bubble. I mean, those teams, one game over 500. It's been such a crazy year. And in the NFC too, I mean, the Lions are the 8 seed right now, and Dallas is the 9. It's been a little bit more chalk, although who saw the Bears?
Well, would you be surprised? We were just talking about the Chiefs. At least I was thinking about them. Okay, so their next game is against Houston. Houston's game Sunday is against the Colts. So would you be surprised if Houston beat Indianapolis, even though the game is in Indianapolis, if Houston won that game and then lost to Kansas City, which further just muddles things up, you know, in different divisions, but nonetheless, it squeezes everything in there to that 9-8, 8-9 middle, which is where apparently, and if the Colts could still fall back into that, the Patriots, I guess, can't at this point. But it's everything. Every team. This is a situation where any team can beat any other team, and when that happens, it's not going to happen in the way that you expect it to happen, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I get what you're saying.
Does it? Because it didn't make sense to me, and I said it.
Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, let's take a timeout. We'll get your thoughts, 412-928-9370, about the Steelers going forward. Johnny and Farrell brought up the point of, like, now he's starting to buy in, like, hey, maybe the Steelers can win 9 games, maybe 8, win a division, and I don't feel so bad. Johnny's word, feel so bad about them right now, or feel more optimistic. Do you feel more optimistic because of the way the other teams are playing as the Steelers host the Buffalo Bills, 425?
Is Jacksonville any good?
On
I just
Sunday.
Thought I'd throw that out there. And I'm just then I'm looking at their
right.
schedule. No, they're coming back from 7-4.
So how is this all going to flush out, and what's that make you think about the Steelers' chances? It's Fan Morning Show, Jeff, Jim, and Dom, in for Adam Dorn and Harry Callis. Jim Colony is back on the Fan Morning Show.
So are you. I just pulled a Ron Cook there. You know, I went back.
That's exactly what I thought.
I went
so
back.
For people that don't realize, for years when Ron, who it's not like he's been gone that long, he'd come back from break and he would always forget to turn his mic back on.
Kind of like this. You hear him in the background on somebody else's microphone.
And then he finally realized that.
There were times where you might hear a producer like, turn your mic on.
I went back when I was actually in here the other day. There was free food on Wednesday, and I came in because I had nothing else to do. And I was hoping to see you, but you were, you know, like, working.
I know. I missed out on that.
Yeah,
again.
So I went back just for the heck of it. I went back and looked. I went back and looked in the mail, like the mail cubbies, right, they have back there.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have any mail, which I, you know, not surprising. Cook has mail.
Really?
Yeah, and I looked, and he had there were two cards in there that were postmarked February of 2024, which I think is kind of when he left.
I think so.
Or I thought he left longer than that.
I don't know.
But, no, it's funny how time does, the older you get, time does go by more quickly. It's true, mathematically, anyway, and in reality, it seems that way. So, yeah, they were cool. Nice people sent Ron. I'm sure they're very nice cards, and Ron will never read them, probably.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Jeff Hathorn, Jim Colony, Dom DiTommaso here on the Fan Morning Show. What do you think of Aaron Rodgers and what he's brought this season?
He's better than I thought he'd be.
Always and on the field, and how he's handled it?
On the field, I think he's been a little bit better, although he has, to quote our good friend Neil Huntington, regressed to the mean, I think. But so has, you know, have the people around him. I do think, in terms of his overall behavior, like with you guys, what we can see,
he's been outstanding.
He's been really good.
Yeah.
He's been really good, and that's why that's part of me. We talked about the Pickens thing earlier. If there was that overriding presence over the offense, would that have made a difference with him? I think it would have, but there was, when all this stuff happened, there was no way of knowing that. You know, Rodgers strung the whole thing out. Did the Steelers know all along they were going to get him? I honestly don't think so.
And let me say this. It doesn't matter how he acts to us. Like,
no.
I mean, it affects me, but it doesn't. But to watch him, like, he knows everyone's name over there. Like, everyone's name.
And you mean not players, you mean
no,
like support
like
people.
Manager, trainer.
Gabe. He's mentioned Gabe several times. I don't know Gabe.
I mean, he knows them all, and they all could give him grief. He'll give it back, and no, he's pretty good at it. But, like, you can mess with him. Like, it's been amazing. But what I also noticed about this week is he's kind of put it on notice, like, okay, we're heading into December here soon.
Oh, no, like, he's going to unleash hell in December?
We need to – the focus needs to be ratcheted up. The details need to be ratcheted up. Like, they're
– Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done.
DSW. Let us surprise you.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Not where they need to be. He said that on Wednesday, that, okay, we need to take that focus and dial it up a bit, which I think is the nicest way that he's been of like, hey guys, let's lock in here. Like, these are huge games. I don't want to go out potentially my last season to some, you know, 7-10 record.
No, that won't happen. We know that won't happen. It'll be 9-8. I don't know if it'll be 10-7 now, because they'd have to go what, like 5-1 the rest of the way. Or were they 6 or whatever? Whatever it is, they're probably going to be 9-8 again.
I still think there's that good Rodgers in there from what we saw on the first. I mean, first 7 games of the season, to me, he's their MVP. Because all of a sudden they're scoring points at a level that they hadn't scored points at since Ben was good.
Yeah, and their red. Well, the red zone turnaround from last year to this year was remarkable. But again, now it's. I know he didn't play last game. I was thinking on the there were the two balls that were forced to Metcalf, were the one that one dude that made it just an incredible interception, and then the other one that was worse. But I don't know, would he have thrown those balls, or if he did, would he have actually put, you know, just slightly more, given Metcalf more of a chance to make a play instead of underthrowing it just enough to let the DB make the play? You know, would he made different decisions? Were guys who were open that he would have seen? And the play that killed him was that ridiculous, you know, when Rudolph ran for, what was it, 19 yards, but he couldn't recognize, which was a great play by him, but he couldn't recognize that the formation was out of whack, and they got penalized for it.
I mean, it's on Gamewell. He needs to be up on the line of scrimmage.
Yes,
like,
but...
And earlier, he had to, like, tell him, like, hey, no, get over to this side. So that play just kind of went south.
And from his perspective, did it look from the angle? Could he tell the guy wasn't on the... But you wonder if that would have been different if Rodgers has been out there. And I know much was made of the fact that he was on the sidelines, you know, saying something. You know, then why didn't somebody do what the Green Bay coach did yesterday and got a timeout that he didn't deserve?
I was going to say they didn't have a timeout because that stupid rule of James Pierre being hurt, and even though the clock was stopped, I don't know why, if the clock is stopped, why you still have the 10-second runoff.
Yeah, that didn't make any sense to me. But Steratore,
the rule. I mean, he didn't do anything wrong. It is the rule. Well, I don't know why you would have that rule if the clock is stopped. Like, I get it if you're worried about somebody faking an injury and the clock is running.
Well, did anybody ask Pierre about that? Because did he think he was doing the right thing by flopping a little bit and then realize, oh man, I got to get off the field?
So we haven't. It's been a kind of a crazy week with interviews, and after the game, there were so many other people we were looking to talk to. We did not get a chance to talk to him, but we will talk to Mike in Fort Wayne. You're up here on the Fan Morning Show. Hey, Mike.
It is so nice to hear Jim's voice. Well, yours too, Jeff, but you know what I mean.
No, it's Jim.
Yeah, no, you're Jeff all the time with a Hawk Report.
You know what? I'm going to be fascinated with this game this Sunday, and it pertains to Aaron Rodgers, because I feel like when you look at the circumstances, the Steelers have kind of had their backs up against the wall. The offense has just been kind of limping along. Don't you kind of feel like if there was ever a chance that he might go, oh, dare I say, a little rogue? He might, because this is it for him. His career, this might be his last year, probably going to be his last year. If he's ever going to kind of go, you know, screw it, I'm Aaron Rodgers, let's go. I think we could see that Saturday or Sunday.
Well, in terms of going rogue, that's an interesting way to put it. But I think I put it that way too, where people would ask me over the summer, you know, what do you think is going to go with Aaron Rodgers? Hey, you know what? What I'm looking forward to is him getting there, getting up under or either under center or behind center. And looking over the defense and then checking out of whatever play he's supposed to run, because he knows that the play he's supposed to run isn't going to work, or thinks it won't work, but has a better idea. And even if it's a decent call, you know, a decent call, if he looks at a defense and says, hey, we can do this, and then changes into something that he thinks is going to succeed based on his experience and what he's seeing, that should be the norm on every single play.
Don't think that he walks into the game plan and they say, here's what you're going to run. Doesn't work that way.
No, I remember, back when I was in the locker room, you asked the quarterback about that, and they're given a list of what, about 15 plays. You know, everybody talks about those first 10
but
plays.
But he's part of that
right,
but designation.
He gets to say, yes, I like this. If the quarterback says, I don't like this play, he's not comfortable with that play, then apparently it leaves the playbook. It doesn't leave the playbook. It leaves the play sheet. Even though it's still in the playbook.
It's an interesting premise by Mike of, like, would he just get up there and start audibling and saying, hey, this is what we're going to do. I don't know if we would get to that point. I think he and Arthur Smith are pretty much on the same page with a lot of things. I think there are some things he would like to see differently. Middle of the field is something that's been discussed ad nauseum for good reason. They haven't found those plays. I don't think the Steelers have a lot of good go-ball receivers. So maybe maybe those should be more decoy.
Don't think Roman Wilson is the guy for that.
Well, maybe that's what you do. You send him deep, and what you're really looking for
you
is
go
DK
long
on a slant, or Freiermuth on a slant, or Jonnu somewhere in the middle of the field, or Darnell, you know, running down the seam, or something along those lines. Let those guys be decoys, and let's explore what's
even
in the middle of the field.
Brady was a little feisty yesterday, I thought, in some instances where he made some kind of a, it was almost like a condescending comment where he said,
imagine that.
It's really easy, you know, where he said there's some look where the safeties are deep, and he goes, and you throw at the seam. He goes, it's not that hard, is the way he put it. And I'm thinking, okay, maybe it, not for him.
Jim is back today here on the Fan Morning Show. He's been gone for a couple of years, so there might be some terms that he's not as familiar with. We are going to quiz Jim. As we continue, Dom has put together a list of how Dom talks with his college buddies. We'll see how well Jim does at this list.
It's going to be
next
a disaster.
On the Fan Morning Show on 93.7 The Fan. Donnie, football is on at 10 o'clock.
It was resplendent in a Penn State ugly sweater.
I asked him if he lost a bet, and he said, yeah, I actually did.
Yeah.
I actually did. Before we quiz Jim, let's get to Donald in South Carolina. Hello, Donald.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Jimbo.
Hey.
I want to say, Jim, I came out to Moon and tried to find your balls one time. I enjoyed that tournament. I don't know if you still have it or not.
No, it had been discontinued, not due to lack of interest, but it was just time. It had just kind of run its course.
Ran out of balls, is what he's saying.
I enjoyed it. I actually have a few left, quite honestly. Every once in a while, I'll give them out to people at Pheasant Ridge. But anyway, go ahead.
No, glad to hear you both on. When I heard you guys were going to be on, I had to listen and enjoy you both.
Well, thanks.
Real quick, on the Steelers, do I feel better about them? I understand why people do, but no, I don't. And the only reason is this offense, we need more chunk plays, guys. And I joke with my friends, I feel like I sit at the dentist's office for 3 hours when I watch this offense. It's like pulling teeth to try to get down the field. And, you know, if you're looking at the Bears game, they could go boom, 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 3-4 plays, and they're in position to score. I feel like for us, it's 8, 9, 10 plays, and I don't know how sustainable that is against good teams.
Well, they can't be doing that all the time, because the Steelers are about as bad as it gets when it comes to time of possession. which suggests that they aren't holding it. But I understand what you're saying. Basically, other teams, it seems, make it look easy, especially against the Steelers' defense. And the Steelers' offense, like you said, sometimes they make it look so difficult. And it seems like it should be easier to, quote-unquote, scheme guys open, which the Steelers don't seem to be able to do on any kind of a regular basis.
No, and he's absolutely right. You mean, you look at the scoring plays. They had a great 95-yard drive, took 12 or 17 plays or whatever it was. I mean, they don't. And it has been a problem over the years. Like, how many times have we heard Tomlin discuss chunk plays or explosive plays? Chunk is more his word. But it has been bad, and if you don't have that, you've got to be so good offensively. And
on the meaty downs.
Yes, they're not
good
so
on the meaty downs.
Good.
Can I
meaty? No. Meaty downs is a good way for me to transition because that's an expression.
Okay.
There are other expressions, and I talked to Dom the other day and said, "Here's what we're looking to do. Let's see how up to speed Jim Colony is on some of the phrases and words, Dom, that you use at Syracuse during your final year of college."
Is Dom ever at Syracuse? Because he seems like he's here all the time.
No, I'm here during breaks.
So It is time to quiz Jim, and I've left this in the hands of Mr. DiTommaso.
Okay.
All right, Jim.
We got game show music?
Oh, yeah.
I got to tell you, I've done a bunch of segments here with a bunch of different people. Not sure I've ever been more excited to do anything than this. I'm pumped up.
Got to set your sights a little bit higher.
All right, Jim.
I'll introduce you to Sean McDonough.
Syracuse grad, by the way.
Yes, I'm well aware of that.
Orange legend. All right, Jim. I have 8 terms here that we Gen Zers, college kids, use almost on a daily basis.
What's the cutoff for Gen Z, by the way? I don't even know. I think my kids are Gen X. Is that right?
So this is Jim sabotaging the segment.
That's exactly right. He's killing time over there.
Yes. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
The first term, Jim. What does it mean if I say that something is fire?
It's great.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jim is 1-for-1.
All right, Jim.
Well, how tough is that?
Well, I mean, we're just starting here.
Okay,
don't get
so we're starting easy.
Yeah, whoa. Calm down over there, Mr.
Like,
Colony.
What city are the Pitt Panthers in, Harry?
Right.
Oakland.
Yeah. We wanted to ease you into this, right?
Yeah. No, that's fine. I think that's the way we're going.
Well done.
But it was so obvious that I thought maybe there was a like a trick to that. No. But go ahead. I'm killing.
Nope. It means if something's great. Yep. Second term. If I say that something is sus, what does that mean?
Well, I know that meh. Sus can't be. To me, it just means something is so-so.
Nah, I'm going to have to give you the X on that one, Jim.
No.
What's that?
Suspect.
Suspect. Ah, suspicious.
Okay.
Something's not right. Something's off. That's sus.
Okay. Now I have a clue as to what I'm...
All right, one and one.
Kind of. Can you use it in a sentence? See, that's... Can I do like
no,
the spelling?
No, we're not going to drag this thing out for an hour.
Next term. Jim, if I say that somebody is chopped, what does that mean?
Crazy.
Incorrect. If somebody is chopped, that means that they are ugly or unattractive. And that is a big one.
I thought you were going to go like TV show. Like you're off the chopped TV show.
You're fired.
All right. Dom 2, Jim 1.
Jim, what does it mean when I use the word huzz? What are huzz?
Okay, the co-eds at Syracuse would be talking about you as husband material.
I'm going to give it to him. Jim, I'm going to give it to you. Now, huzz is normally used to describe an attractive woman.
Oh.
But you're in the right vein, so I'll give you that one.
Really?
Very lenient judges here.
Yeah, that is very
lenient,
because I would have given myself an eh.
No. I'm going to give it to you. Doing good. I got to be honest. You're doing better than I thought.
What do they teach you at Syracuse? I'm doing well.
Oh, stop it. You and your grammar police.
Yep.
All right. Jim, what is Riz?
The guy that discovered or that got Sid to sign was his agent back in the day.
D. Rizzo?
That's D. Rizzo.
Yeah, I don't think.
What is Riz?
No.
And it's not Pitt football coach. Something Riz.
Riz means that you have good game when it comes to talking to a significant other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you have good game with Linda?
I had Riz back in 1977. I guess I did.
All right, Dom 3.
She didn't like me
Jim,
at first.
2.
3 more, Jim. Here we go.
Okay.
If I said that somebody is an unk, what does that mean?
Well, it sounds like hunk. That can't be right. I don't know. Somebody's an unk? All I can think of is like a crazy uncle, so somebody is kind of off their rocker.
You were on the right track, but incorrect. An unk means somebody old. That is old.
Us.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
This is the unk show, basically.
Well, I'm a grandfather now, so that's...
Great unk.
Yeah, great unk. you're a great unk.
I'm Grunkle Jim, actually. You know, that's funny you should say that. Because we did a ski vacation with them. We had some nieces and nephews with us,
mm-hmm.
and I was kind of grumpy because they... kind of ruined a hot tub that I thought we were going to have to pay for, which we didn't. But anyway, I was Grunkle Jim.
And now you're Unk Jim on the fan
board. I guess I am, yeah. But I'm also losing in this game. I need to kind of
save All right, you got two.
Face.
You could still tie.
Okay. You can still tie. This is good. You won't have a losing record like Mike Tomlin, so you got to put some effort in here.
Okay.
If I say that something or someone is cooked... what does that mean?
Well, I mean, in my generation, cooked means you're finished. But I'm going to say that, that can't be true. So I'm going to say it means that somebody is worked up about something and they're angry.
Incorrect. Jim, you had it. You were right. It means that you're finished.
Okay.
Well, you talked all around it.
No,
and
but I had it, but I thought. Yeah,
you didn't trust yourself.
You overthought.
Well,
you overthought.
I thought back to when I said something when I was in college in 1977 that something was cooked, and I figured that wasn't. I guess what goes around comes around, right? 50 years later.
Yeah.
I thought you might go like baked.
Oh no, that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know what that was.
You know what that means?
Or is, and it smells like skunk. I don't understand that, but go ahead.
Last one here. What does it mean if I say that you are glazing somebody?
Well, you're trying to put one over on somebody. You're lying to them.
Or incorrect.
Misrepresenting yourself?
Incorrect. If you glaze somebody, it means that you profusely praise them.
Oh.
Overly praise them.
Okay.
So, like, somebody could say...
it was the other way around.
Donut.
That's like kind of what I was thinking of. I don't like glazed donuts.
You don't like glazed donuts?
No. Give me a chocolate-covered donut. Krispy Kreme donuts, the most overrated thing ever.
So of any of those words, are any you going to put any in your lexicon?
Well, cooked. I mean, I use that. And then what was the other one? Something's fire.
Yeah.
I don't really use that. I mean, we actually put a preposition in there and said something was on fire.
Yeah, we don't use prepositions anymore.
Which became in fuego.
Takes way
too
long.
Dan Patrick. Yeah, it does. To put a two-letter word in there.
I think you should start using Riz more often.
I can't even remember what it means now.
It's even better.
I'll run it by my kid. My kids probably, I mean, they're what, 38 and 41? So they probably don't even.
No.
They're that's beyond them.
No, ours throw out words. And now that three of them live in Australia, you get all these other kinds of words that I have no idea what
cranky,
you're talking about.
Crikey.
You get that. I mean, I know what mate is, but mate gets used a lot.
Sheila.
Sheila.
That was a crossword answer. That's an Australian. That's an Australian. Either a girl or a woman is a Sheila.
Oh,
in Australia. So
is that
you
like
can throw
a Karen.
Sheila means no. You know, I went to school with some Karens, and they're very nice.
like people
yes.
named Karen. Sure.
Well,
sure.
Yeah. I mean, in the '70s, there were a lot of you don't have Karens anymore. There are no Barbaras anymore. There are no Lindas anymore. My wife's a Linda, which means beautiful. And they kids don't, but maybe they'll make a comeback because my grandmother was Hazel. I had Hazel, Beatrice, and Dora were my aunts, my grandmother and her sisters. And those names went completely away. There were none of those names were used in my generation, but now they're back. Beatrice because of the royals, Dora because of Dora the Explorer. And then Hazel, I don't know why. But,
do you know any people by those names?
No, I can't say I do. Oh. Hazel's a nice name.
I thought they were making a comeback.
Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted
Hazel's
plumbing
husband,
and
by the way.
HVAC provider for over 50 years. Our thanks to Dom for putting the list together and to Jim when we come back. Let's go deeper over the Steelers injury report and next hour. Got a lot of talk about the Pitt game against Miami coming up tomorrow at noon. Pre-game starts with Bob Pompeiani, Doran Dickerson, Johnny Patrician at 9 o'clock right here on 93.7 The Fan. 50-minute mark on The Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Jeff Hathorn, Jim Colony, Dom DiTommaso in for the guys on The Fan Morning Show for another hour or so. No Joe Starkey works Thanksgiving, but he's off the day after.
I know. I saw that.
So I don't know if he's shopping. Imagine Joe shopping.
It's a money grab.
Aaron Rodgers, a full participant at Steelers practice yesterday. First time since he's had the broken wrist. Also full yesterday. Receiver DK Metcalf. With the ankle, Isaac Seumalo had a rest day. He was full. Jonnu Smith, same thing.
Vets day.
TJ Watt, the same. Cam Hayward's been dealing with an ankle. He went full in practice yesterday. Also full in practice yesterday is Alex Highsmith, who's been dealing with that pectoral injury. And it has been an awful year for Alex. Had the groin that he was dealing with in camp. Then had the high ankle sprain that caused him to miss some time earlier in the season, and then the pec injury. It's just been a nightmare. And the pec injury after a couple of weeks after he was the AFC Defensive Player of the Week.
Yeah, in between, he found out he found a way to have like the best game of a defender in the league, or at least the AFC. It's interesting. That's something they can always find, which is why I thought they should have traded TJ Watt when they had a chance.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember
traded
saying I went and looked up the last show that I had done. The last show that I had done, the most recent show I had done was last March. And I said they should trade TJ and they should trade Minka. They did trade Minka.
They did trade
and that
Minka.
Kind of turned out sort of okay, even though Jonnu Smith can't seem to do anything. Can I just, since you mentioned TJ Watt, and I don't know who this is, but okay, you watched yesterday, you watched Green Bay, and here's Micah Parsons rushing from the left hand side. Rushing from the right-hand side, stunning up the middle. He's all over the place. He has 2.5 sacks. And you watch TJ Watt, same position, almost the same moves every time. And as good as he was, I'm going to have to use the word was here. It's like, is that on him? Is that on the coaches for move the guy around? It just doesn't.
He doesn't want to.
Well, then screw him. No, seriously, because if he doesn't want to, what did you want to? You want to get more sacks? Because you look at him and it's like, let's use the Myles Garrett comparison. He makes more money than Myles Garrett. When the quarterback looks over the defense against Cleveland, who are you looking for? You're looking for Myles Garrett. And if you're looking for TJ Watt, okay, so the quarterback stands there. He looks to his right. There's TJ. Okay, he's got a wide stance. Here he comes. But you look over there and, whoa, wait a minute. Herbig's there. Highsmith's there. Even Jack Sawyer's there. Where's TJ? And then they have to look for him. It just seems that's one of those things that drives me crazy, that it just makes so much sense. Why don't they want to do it? And why doesn't he want to do it? It makes no sense at all. None. Okay.
Corner Joey Porter was limited with his hip injury and did not practice. Two guys that we already know are out, Broderick Jones with the neck and Derek Harmon with the knee, and Ben Skoranek, who's dealing with the shoulder. I don't know if this would be the week for MVS. Marquez Valdez-Scantling.
I thought you meant Mike Van Sickle, but no, go ahead.
Well, him, to make his appearance after being on the practice squad here.
There's always Scotty Miller. Don't forget about that. Didn't Skoranek have like their longest play from scrimmage last game?
I believe he did. He also had a couple of tackles.
The longest.
Yeah, he also had a pass. Yeah, because of the 54-yard run. But yeah, he also had a few tackles, which is something he loves. Fan weather brought to you by the Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Cloudy and cold today, high of 34. Cloudy and cold tomorrow, high of 34. Cloudy and cold on Saturday, or excuse me, tomorrow is Saturday.
Yes, it is.
Cloudy
you lose
and
track.
Cold on Sunday. Yeah,
because today seems like a Monday.
I thought Wednesday seemed like a Friday to me. It was really odd. Sunday, high of 34 or 37. But by the time kickoff, it'll probably be about 34. So 34 degrees for Miami coming in.
Just think about how cold you're going to be walking back to your car. Although you can take the shuttle.
The Panthers and Hurricanes. Scott McKillop, former Big East Defensive Player of the Year and all-around good dude. Averaged over 12 tackles a game, which is insane. We'll talk to him about what he thinks about this Pitt season. Pat Bosting is going to join us at 9:30. We'll also get into a little bit more Steeler talk as we continue. Final hour of the Fan Morning Show here on 93.7 The Fan.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.